I'm going to buy the truth your way. Sell me truth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To the Lamb of your way. Now look quickly in 1 Samuel. 1 Samuel chapter 12. And then Mark chapter 6. But 1 Samuel chapter 12 and Mark chapter 7. There's no difference in the spirit truth of the Old Testament as it is in the New. It is the same. Samuel said, 1 Samuel chapter 12, verse 6. He says, "Now therefore, stand and see this great thing which Yahweh will do before your eyes, because they have sinned so egregious against Yahweh. We are as guilty as they are. It's only by the mercies of Yahweh's grace. He has called you and chosen you to be the elect, the called out, and the faithful saints. What I think about those things, my heart truly cries. As I was thinking last night, I said, it's the sure thing that I know that death worketh in the body of flesh. And I know that I'm going to die in the physical sense. I know that. I know that without any doubt. I have no fear of that. I know I am going to die. I want to prepare to meet my Maker, as the old saints would say. I want to know. I don't want to have any doubts going into death. I want to know. And there have been men that the veil or a certain amount of ignorance has been a part of them. And now he's calling us all to repent and turn from our traditions and our ways and to hear the voice of Almighty Yahweh, that he speaks by that quiet, subtle spirit. You speak by your rebelliousness and your rejections of Yahweh. He said, I want you to stand and see the mighty hand of Yahweh. I want you to sit and be quiet and hear the voice of Yahweh. He says, verse 17, 1 Samuel chapter 12. He said, is it not wheat harvest today? Is it not time to gather the wheat into the garners? He said, I will call unto, not lords, but unto Yahweh. And he shall send thunder and rain, whereby you can't do your harvest today, that ye may perceive. What a small thing now. He said that ye may perceive and see that your wickedness is great. You don't think your wickedness is great when you take his name in vain. When you reject the name of Yahweh, you don't think that your wickedness is great. Well, I'll wait and see. No, my friend. We hear the word of Yahweh. We don't harden our hearts. We ought to have the Spirit. Yahweh gives the Spirit unto everyone that obey him. We don't have the Spirit because we don't obey him. He said, which ye have done in the sight of Yahweh, because you ask your own will. You've been presumptuous. You've been self-willed. You've asked for a king. They didn't want Yahweh as their king. They don't want Yahweh as their father. He said, you ask for a king. So Samuel called unto Yahweh, and Yahweh sent thunder and rain that day. And all the people greatly feared Yahweh. And not only did they fear Yahweh, but they feared Samuel. Today folks say, oh, I fear Yahweh. And yet they don't fear the authority or the preaching of the word of Yahweh that fills a man's soul, that he speaks with the unction, not with some religious training, but he speaks by the profound proclamation of Almighty Yahweh. For there's an utterance in his soul, and it doesn't come by educational learning. It comes by the emphasis of what the Spirit of Yahweh emphasized in the man. For it comes against every standard of your self-righteousness, and it breaks down every stronghold of your natural fleshly way. It shows you your sins. And that's what it does. That's how it operates. It doesn't operate according to your commands. It operates according to the laws of Yahweh. He commanded them in verse 19. And all the people said unto Samuel, look what they said now. Pray for that servant. Pray for thy servant unto Yahweh, thy father, that we die not. For we have added unto all our sins this evil to ask him of a king, to ask of our own will and our own desires. And Samuel said unto the people, fear not, fear not. Ye have done all this wickedness, yet do not turn aside or allow your hearts to be turned from following Yahweh, but serve Yahweh with all your heart. Is that applicable today, that we serve Him or to love Him with all of our heart? So was any different for them? It was no different at all for them, for they had a Messiah. Samuel was the Savior of that body to instruct them in the laws and the principles of Yahweh. How do you know? Well, I'll read a little farther. Verse 21. He said, and turn ye not aside, so then should ye go. Ye should go. Turn ye not aside. Don't go after vain things, which cannot profit nor deliver, for they are vain. So you tell me that the name, in that name you can't be delivered, and yet in that name they were delivered. When Samuel prayed, he prayed unto Yahweh. He did not pray unto some matriarch of gods. He prayed unto Yahweh and he delivered them. And you tell me that name, you can't profit anything for your soul. You tell me that third commandment is a commandment of vanity, is empty. It has no relevance in this hour. Something is wrong in this thing that this wicked organization or this wicked world's mind called the church. This is not the tabernacle of Yahweh. It is not the call of the elect and the faithful of Yahweh. It is not. They were wicked. Yahweh said, don't go after those things that are vain. They can't profit you. So you tell me the name of Yahweh doesn't profit? You tell me that name, to know that name, you cannot profit in that name. Somebody gets sick in this nation. You tell me that? We take a pagan name, that Jesus, that is the name. Jesus is a transliteration, or Jesus is a transliteration of Jesus. It is the English form of a pagan, Greek, Latin, Greek name. That's just it. The J just came into existence some 470 years ago. It's never J. It could never have been pronounced Jesus. It's Jesus. That's why the name Yahshua, it was never pronounced Yahshua, Yahshua. Proper inoculation. They never change. My name will never change. It's an English name, David. That's what it is. Well, it has this Hebrew root, but that's what it is. Scripture says in Mark chapter 7, this is written in red, I believe so, in your text. Is that so? This is Messiah. Mark chapter 7, verse 6. He answered those hypocrites. Look at this now. Mark chapter 7, Johannes Mark chapter 7, verse 6. He answered and said unto them, well, my, what a statement. Well hath Elijah prophesied of you hypocrites. Now that's what he called them, hypocrites. As it is written, this people honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. Now that's a hypocrite. His heart is far from Yahweh. There's no way you can be close to him unless you think of his name. How can a woman say she loves a man and never think of his name? She just thinks of a man. Well, when she thinks of the man, she thinks of the man's name as well. When a man thinks of a woman, he thinks of her name as well. I can't think of Sister Roberts without thinking of Jean, because it's her name that causes me to think of her. It is the name of Jean that causes me to think of her. Brother James cannot think of Sister Teresa unless he thinks of Teresa. Domus cannot think of his wife unless he thinks of Kathy. Nee Smith cannot think of Rochelle unless he thinks of Rochelle. You cannot just think of a woman. You think of a woman as a broad spectrum there, just as it is with a God. He said, you're hypocrites. You ought to be with your mouth, but your lips are far from me. Your heart is far from me. That's a hypocrite. That's a hypocrite. His heart is far from Yahweh. He said, how be it in vain, in emptiness, in vain, do they worship me, teaching for doctrine the commandments of what? And so the commandments of men say you don't remember his name, doesn't it? It tells you not to keep the Shabbat. That's the commandments of men. That's the commandment of the Catholic whorehouse. You don't have to keep the Shabbat. And they will tell you, well, he fulfilled that on Calvary. He nailed that to a cross. Then you can go out and do this all you want to then. You're not guilty of that. If he nailed that to the cross, then there was no more effectiveness of do not commit adultery. Then what is the law that holds me not to do that? That's foolish there.
to say that that is real, and a husband will take her husband's head off if he did that, and vice versa, and to say that the third one is not real. That is ludicrous and foolish. And to say the fourth one is not real, but that's all right to do that. It's idiocy, it's stupidity. It's all real. It's real. Every word of Yahweh is pure. Therefore, only the servants love it. But those that are enemies of Yahweh, they will take His name in vain. You better go away with that today. I don't care if it's your mama or your daddy. You don't take the name of Yahweh in vain. And you set His name aside to appease their wickedness. You say, it's your way. That is the Father's name. I don't care if it's your damnable wicked daughter, son, your damnable grand youngest. He has a name, and His name is Yahweh. You cannot take it in vain, for He will not hold you guiltless that do that. The stupid world says that that was for them back then. Lies from hell. Well, if that was from them back then, can you have another God before Him then? He said, if you bow down before another God, worship Him and serve Him, He said, I will visit the iniquity upon your children, the third, even unto the fourth generation, shall they pay for that sin. Is that viable today? So is the third one. It's just as viable as the first one. He said, vain do they worship me, teaching the doctrines, the commandments of men. What did they do? For laying. Do you know what you do when you lay aside something? You just push it to the side. For laying aside the commandment of Yahweh, you lay aside Yahweh's commandment. Tradition has taught us His name is Jesus. Lies. It's a damnable lie. His name is not Jesus. It's Yahshua. So you got to lay aside those traditions. They lay aside the traditions of Yahweh, the commandments of Yahweh. For laying aside the commandment of Yahweh, ye hold the tradition of men. Now there must be some tradition of men that we hold fast to, that we let them skirt the law and the commandments of Yahweh. He said, as the washing of pots and of cups, there are certain rituals that we perform and things we do. He said, they're not even relevant. It's wrong to do that. Those are man's commandments. To lay aside the Shabbat and keep Sunday, that's a lie. And for one to hear that and they deny that, they are going to hell. Nobody can say he loved Yahweh and don't keep His commandments. He is a pervert. He is a liar. You can be your grandmama, your grandpappy, your mama, your daddy. It makes no difference at all. I say that authoritatively too. They don't love Yahweh. They love their God. The God of their bellies. Again, it's your son or your daughter. Your son-in-law. They reject His name, His truth. He said, and many other such things ye do. So it's not only that, but He said many other. There are a lot of things you do. There are a lot of traditions you got. Your Easter's, your Esther, and all your pagan celebrations. He said, you do a lot of those things. And you always say, don't do it. You don't participate in those kinds of things. You don't become part of the pagan type practices and things like that. You don't do those things. They're pagan. Verse 9. And He said unto them, full well, ye reject. That's what they do. Listen to me. He used commandment there, doesn't He? He said, full well. Ye reject the, look at this, the commandment. So I can think of that right, the commandment. Full well ye reject the commandment of Yahweh, that ye may keep your own tradition. I won't reject your commandment, Father. So if you reject this commandment of Yahweh, that you may keep your own tradition. Or if you reject this commandment of Yahweh, that you may keep your own tradition. He said, full well ye. He said, no problem, I know you. You reject the commandment of Yahweh to keep your tradition. You say that the commandment of Yahweh is not full of truth. It's not surety. It's not righteous. You tell me that? He says, full well you reject the commandments of Yahweh to keep your tradition. And that's what they're doing today, saints. They're rejecting the laws of Yahweh to keep their traditions. To keep their laws and to keep their wicked laws that will not produce life. It will not produce anything at all. Nothing at all, my friends. Nothing at all. They're religious. They're walking in their perverted ways. There's no life, no power in them, none whatsoever. There's no apartness at all. And Yahweh commanded us to be apart and to come out of her, my people, and to separate yourself from this vile, evil world, that your mind will not be wrapped up in it. Nothing is wrong if your mind is wrapped up in this world. The things that this world presents.
He presents a pure life to us. You find life in this. Nothing else. Well, what about Messiah? He came to fulfill this, to make it full in us. He came to give us the fullness of this. He came to give us the fullness of it, that it may be full in our souls, that we will not sin against your way. That's what he did. That we will not sin against him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And that is the truth. Scripture says in 2 Kings chapter 17, verse 12. You need to read this entire chapter. 2 Kings. He began to deal with the house of Israel because they had walked away, and had gone astray and followed the statutes of the heathens. That's what they had began to do. And they did secretly those things that were against Almighty Yahweh. They built their groves in every high place, it says. They built their places of worship. Do they not have that today? In every street corner you got their whorehouses, their groves, their places of worship. That's what they do. And yet they take the commandments of Yahweh to be vanity. They have no relevance at all. They are fornicators. They are adulterers. The men that call themselves preachers are adulterers. These Jezebels, Isabel women that call themselves preachers, they are Jezebel. They're full of sin and corruption. They are wicked as hell. Wearing pants, dressing like scarlet. He always wants to show off their craggly old wicked skinny legs. Same thing with the men. Guts hanging over, shirts unbuttoned, thinking they're some sharp prima donna. They're fools what they are. Thus the truth. And so he always says, a word of strength to your house, that you may hear what I says. 2 Kings chapter 17. Verse 12. He said, for they served idols, or they served other gods. They served their children, their homes, and their things. 2 Kings 17, 12. For they served idols, whereof Yahweh hath said unto them, ye should not do this thing. How many times does he need to tell you to do something? You know, Deacon Benny and I were talking, he said, you know, my children, they knew when I said, no, I don't play around. When I say no, I mean no. I don't mean maybe. I don't mean a possibility, but I mean just that. Now, how many times does he need to tell you that you should not take his name in vain? How many times? His laws ought to be written in our hearts. We got tradition written in our hearts above the laws of Yahweh. Yahweh says in verse 13, yea, Yahweh testify. Or he warns, he testifies against Israel and against Yodah. But all the prophets, not some of the prophets, he testified against all of their corruption and their sins. He's doing the same thing today. He spoke to us in sun-dried times by the prophets and the apostles. And now he has given us a most sure and excellent way. He has spoken unto us by his begotten son. Did he put him on the deathbed for you? And you think you're going to reject that? We are fools. You fat out hypocrites. He came to fulfill this and you say, well, it has no relevance. It's vanity. You are a fat out fool. You're not even a good fool. He said, all the seers said, turn ye from your evil ways. And keep what? And keep my commandments. He did not say my command. He said, turn from your evil ways. When one is evil, they cannot keep the commandments of Yahweh. A wicked person, an enemy of Yahweh, he will blaspheme the name of Yahweh. That's scripture. He said, you turn from your evil ways and then you keep my commandments and my statutes according to all now, all the law which I commanded your fathers and which I sent to you by my servants, the prophets. Everything I tell you to do, you do it. He did not say, keep some of my commandments. He keep my commandments. And all the law that I commanded you to do. He gave Moshe the law. That we obey the law of Yahweh. All the law. Not only that, but he sent it by the mouths of the prophets. They did not speak their own law. They spoke the law of Yahweh. They spoke what he had commanded. He said, notwithstanding, they will not hear. That's the way we are. They were not listening. Notwithstanding, they just were stood Yahweh. They were not here. But they hardened their necks. They got stiff. I know every one of you all that have hardened your neck in the process of me preaching. They hardened their necks, like to the necks of their father that did not believe in. Not of, but not believe in. They did not believe in Yahweh, their father. They did not trust him. So they stiffened their neck. They hardened their resolve and say they got even more harder. The more the prophets spoke to them, they became more harder. Well, I don't see, because of your wicked traditions, the laws of your mama, the laws of your daddy, they were corruptors. They corrupted you. That's what they did. They didn't teach you the principles of Yahweh. Mine didn't teach me that. He made me even more corrupt. My mother made me even more corrupt like yours. In sin she conceived me. In adultery she conceived me. In her iniquitous way she shaped me. The guilt of her own wicked sin, she allowed me to do things that were not permissible by the commands and the laws of Yahweh. Verse 16. And they left some of the commandments. Now this is what you're going to do, saints. They left what? They left what, saints? They left all the commandments of Yahweh, their father, and they made their molten images. Now that's what you will do. When you leave the commandments of Yahweh, you will make images. You will make your gods. I pray that you hear me. My prayer is that Yahweh raises up a man of authority in this nation, that he will speak. And when men hear that voice, they will know that Yahweh is speaking to the heart of men, their sins. Okay, who he is, Father? I want to hear him, that I may be strengthened by the voice of the man. He said, even two calves and made a grove and worshiped the host of heaven, and they served Baal. They served Lord. They served the Lord. And they caused their sons and their daughters to pass through the fire. That's what they're doing today. They're giving their sons and their daughters up to the secular humanistic teachings and schools, perverting their minds and destroying their souls. They're causing them to pass through the fire Molech and Mokam. That's a wicked thing, saints, to give your son and your daughter over to someone that controls their minds, that are perverts, homosexuals, to give them over to a television that controls their thoughts, their thinking, their ability to reason somewhere. You're going to stand before Yahweh. For that's a vile, evil thing. It doesn't spew forth the principles of Yahweh. The principles come by the hearing of the words of faith. They must be preached to. They must hear the word of Yahweh. It must be preached unto them. And they must believe that he has chosen by that preaching, by the foolishness of preaching, to save them that believe him. They cause them to pass through the fire and use divination. They use witchcraft. For rebelliousness is of the sin of witchcraft. They use witchcraft. That's what they're doing today. They're rebelling against the laws of Yahweh when he commands you to train them up. Teach them principles and laws. Teach them his covenant, his righteous ways. And you leave that to some Jezebel, some perverted man. It's wrong. It's not the law of Yahweh. You leave that to them. You leave that to some corrupt thing called a television? It's wrong. It's not right, saints. It's wrong. And they shall not go guiltless if they do that. He said they've given up to divination. And they use enchantment. They use sorcery, witchcraft. That's what the television does. That's what your lies do. When you don't confront them with the reality of truths. And there's a maybe. Yahweh is an absolute one. There's no pretense with him. You know him. He's just who he say he is. I am Yahweh, and beside me, I'm that bold, there is none other. That that's just it. He said he sold them and sold themselves to do evil in the sight of Yahweh to provoke him to anger. That's what they have done. Go back to verse 15. I didn't complete that. And they rejected his statutes and his covenant. And he made, that he made with their fathers, and his testimonies of the great works that he had done, they rejected that, which he testified against them, and they followed what?
When they fall of vanity, that's when they began to make their gods. They fall of vanity. That's what these denominations have done. They're full of vanity. They're fallen and pursued their own imaginations. He said they fall of vanity and they became what? They became vain and went after the heathens that were round about them. They went after other gods. They went after other lords. They began to serve Baal and other gods and other beings because they became vain. They took his name in vain. That's what vanity produced. You take the name of Yahweh in vain, you're going to serve other gods. He said, concerning whom Yahweh had charged them, that they should not do like them. If he charged them, you think he doesn't charge us the same not to do like them? He charges us the same not to do like them. That's what he does. He hasn't changed. They sell their sons and their daughters over to these dark powers of hell. Why? Because they have taken his name in vain. They have placed other gods. And there's a curse upon their household to the third and the fourth generation. They bow down to everything but Yahweh. I bless you all today, saints. This is coming from the bosom of my Father. That's just the truth. I said to my wife, I wanted to take my time to teach this, but I have to preach. I'm simply a preacher. And so he gave them over unto the serving of their gods. And to do what their God says. But you understand that all of your thoughts are vanity. David declares, he says, Yahweh knoweth the thought of man. That they all are vanity. Your traditions are vanity. Your traditions satisfy your flesh. It doesn't break you. No, it doesn't. You go back to the same rituals. You do the same things over and over. Your sins are the same. When a man is washed, when there's a refreshing with that man, he doesn't sin again. He doesn't do the same thing. Our traditions have brought us back in the same little old principle. We do the same thing, go back to the same way, do the same thing, go right back and forward, and we get some kind of little natural cleansing that it doesn't cleanse the inward parts of our souls. Jeremiah chapter 51. Jeremiah 51 verse 17. It says, every man is brutish by his knowledge. Every founder, these are the founders of religion today. Every founder is confounded by the graven image. For the molten image is falsehood. And there is no breath in them. He says they are all vanity, the works of errors, and the time of their visitation they shall perish. He says, I'm going to kill every last one of you. I'm going to kill you. What you're doing is vanity. And at the time of my visitation, I'm going to kill every last one of you because you have forsaken me and gone astray after strange gods and strange powers that seduce you and bring you under bondage. These old traditions are so binding, you can't shake yourself free from them. It takes Yahweh to break the shackles of that sin. You got a commitment to mama, to daddy, and no commitment to Yahweh. Well, mama started this way, it's the right way. Something was right for her, it's right for me. And mama lived in sin. She was wicked. She was corrupt. I often remind myself of how my mother would say, often, I was born a Baptist, I'm going to die one. Well, all Baptists go to hell. They serve a Baptist God. They don't know the name of Yahweh. They call their God Baptist. Because they will say, I'm a Baptist, I'm a Methodist, I'm a Pentecostal. These whorehouses today, this one, the mother of all whores, they will let you know that they are Catholic. I'm a Catholic. I'm a Catholic. That's their God. Their man-made traditions. You can't find Catholic in Scripture. You can't find Baptist in Scripture. You can't find Methodist. You can't find any of that. And the day of Pentecost was a great move of Yahweh. These that call themselves Pentecostals, they're full of wickedness and fleshly tradition. Established by the confusion of men and their own rebellionists. That's why they're offering their sons up unto divination, unto the fire of hell. Their minds have been burned by the lust of their own flesh. They'll be consumed by their sins and their wickedness. From that age to that age, it makes no difference at all. They have rejected the commandments of Yahweh. When a man does that, he walks in vanity. And he will begin to serve other gods. He will not serve Yahweh. There's only one. And he is the true one too. And I make no mistake about that one. None whatsoever. He is my salvation. He is my king. How do I know? Look at Jeremiah chapter 3. The whole chapter is important to read, but there's one verse there. 23. Hallelujah. Jeremiah chapter 3, verse 23. It says, truly in vain. We're dealing with this emptiness. Vanity has no power. In vain is salvation hoped for from the hills. No salvation in the hills. And from the multitudes of mountains, your strong pillars, no salvation. Truly now, is that a lie? He said, truly, in Yahweh our Father is the salvation of Israel. Was that true then? And it's not true now? We are fools to say it's true then and not true now. Truly, there's no salvation. It's all vanity in the Baptist way. It's vanity in the Pentecostal, the holiness way. It's vain in the church of God and the church of Christ. There's only one hope of salvation, and it is in Yahweh. There's no name given under heaven whereby man must be saved. That name, Yahweh, is his name. And what this wicked generation of men has done, they put the form in there, Yah, Psalm 68. But his name is Yahweh. That is his name. It is Yahweh. He must have a name. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. If you take the name of your God in vain, he said, I will not hold that one guiltless. You cannot take Yahweh's name and say to hell with it. It has no value. It is worthless. You don't have to say it. It's not a part of salvation. Lies. Jeremiah said, in Yahweh, only in him. Is this somehow our traditions have taught us? I was raised that way too. What things have taught us that twist our minds? We don't know. If a man seek the Father, he will find him. You seek him. You set your heart and affection on things that are above. And not on things that are earthly. He'll bring you through the knowledge of the truth. And I don't need no elder's approval either. To preach what I preach. I preach it by faith. I'm not going to sit down with the brothers and say, well, what about that? Do I take that out? Do I not use that scripture? I will never do that. Never. Because I don't know what I'm going to say when I get up here. But I know it's about the spirit of truth. It doesn't promote the works of hell. It certainly doesn't bring honor to Shaitan and the works of the flesh. Expose every kind of vile deed, every kind of corrupt thing of your flesh. Brings about honor to his name. Brings about the restoration of his kingdom work in our souls, in our hearts. His kingdom is not lawless. And his spirit dwells in us. We are of his mighty kingdom. He's going to rule with a rod of iron. You think he's going to rule us with some kind of a patsy way? Allow us to do anything we want to. That's not so. His name cannot be taken in vain. You cannot say the name of Yahweh is worthless. You cannot say, well, I don't need that name. You are full of lies. That's a very important name. It is the name of salvation. There is no other name. Is that in Jehovah? Is that in Jesus? Why? Because before there were any foundation, Yahweh, as he said to Jeremiah, before you ever formed, in your mother's womb I knew you. I call you to be a prophet unto the nation. How could that be? How could that be? Before he was ever formed, he was a prophet. He called him to be a prophet unto the nations. Before he was ever formed in his mother's belly, he was a prophet. He was a prophet. He was a prophet. He was a prophet of Yahweh before he was ever called or birthed. That's what scripture says. And our ignorance will reject that. And yet we want to use it as long as it plays the Lord with our little traditions. This is an ignorant generation. I use that purposely because we are. The more I see in scriptures, I realize how ignorant I am.
And so when I realize how ignorant I am, I repent. Forgive me, Father, if I'm an ignorant man. Didn't understand that. But now I can see the light. I have understanding. I have the wisdom to study, but I want to get the understanding of that studying too. I want it to be fruitful. Why? That we all can walk in the same light. I don't want to be around here thinking I'm some spiritual giant and you're walking in darkness. Whatever he shows me, I want you to know that. And so I want to express it in a way that you realize that there's a spirit that works in me and is not of myself. So that's why I express it this way. It is not my auction, but it is the auction of the Father. It is his authority. It is his action in me. They that are led by the Spirit are the sons of Yahweh. So I'm led to speak in this fashion and to utter in this fashion that it may give some soundness to the souls of Yahweh's people. You may hear. One speaks loud, you can hear a little better. If you're speaking too loud, that's all right. Just hear. Scripture says in Isaiah, truly in vain. Now, Isaiah chapter 45. There's no salvation in your strong denominations. They got the Baptists, the Methodists. They got these little whorehouses, these little small hills. We that are Israel, our salvation is in Yahweh. That is what it said. Yahweh, our Father, is the salvation of Israel. He is our salvation, saint. And in his name are we saved. We're not saved in any other name. You did not even understand the name Jesus. I had no understanding. Some English name, like it is in other countries, they have all transliterated it to their own speaking. But that name Yahweh is the same in China. I've seen websites in China and it still says Yahweh. I've seen them in Indonesia and it says Yahweh. I don't care what tongue the name is Yahweh. It doesn't change. It is one name. There's no vanity to the name of Yahweh. He is not an empty one. He is full of the richness of his power. He is the only one with power. The scripture says in Isaiah, chapter 45, verse 15. Verily, truly. He said, verily, thou art the mighty one. You are the Father. You're Yahweh because you hideth thyself. O Father of Israel, our what? The what? He is the what? So he has changed his characteristics then. He's still the Savior. He is our Savior. They shall be ashamed and also confounded. They shall be stupefied. Sottish, ignorant. All of them, they shall go to confusion together that are makers of idols or gods. That's what they've done, saints. The Pentecostals have made their gods. The Baptists, they all have made gods. And that's why they're so confused. Such a confusion. They meet on the same premises that God. They say, well, I know God. We're all children of God. They don't even use the name Jesus much today. They don't use it in songs. They say God. That's the truth. It's a generic thing that everybody, you will not offend the Muslims. You will not offend the Catholics. You will not offend the Hindus. All of their gods are pagan. They're made gods. The Christian God of America is a pagan. The one of the Buddhists, the Hindus, the Muslims, the pagan. There's only one mighty one. And his name is Yahweh of hosts. He's Yahweh. He says, but Israel shall be saved. Is that what it says? They shall be saved how? What? They shall be saved by Yahweh, in Yahweh. That is the truth. With and what? What kind of salvation? What kind of salvation? What kind of salvation? What kind of salvation? It's an everlasting salvation. An everlasting salvation. An everlasting salvation. Israel shall be saved with an everlasting salvation. That's all right by me. Makes my soul fat.
Ye shall not be ashamed nor confounded. Ye shall not be ashamed nor confounded, world without end. You won't be stupefied. You will know who your King is and your mighty deliverer is. For thus saith Yahweh, that created the heavens, who is the Father that formed the earth and made it. He hath established it, and he created it in vanity. What? Thou shalt not take his name in vain. To say that the world is created in vain? To say the heavens are in vain? You can't take, I'm showing you the importance of vanity, that third commandment. You can't take his name in vain. You to reject his name, the stiffness of your heart and the stubbornness say, well, that's not his name, that is his name. Men reject that. Well, that's all right. They shall not go guiltless. He said he created it not in vain. He formed it to be inhabited, for someone to live here. I am your way. And there is none other source. There is none else. I am the only one. I am the only your way. Other gods, many gods. David declared amongst the gods, Yahweh, there is none like you. They bring all their gods, but you are the mighty one. None like him. Amongst the gods, there is none like him, because all gods are made. They're created. That's the truth, saints. Shaltan knew when he said to Eve, the day you eat of that tree, you will know the difference between good and evil, because you will be like a god. You will be a god. You'll be gods. And that's the truth, saints. Yahweh has no beginning or end. He is the creator of all things. That's what he is. The creator of all things. He says in verse 19, now this is Yahweh. I have not spoken in secret. In the dark place of the earth, I said not unto the seed of Jacob, seek ye me in vain. You tell me you're seeking me and it's vanity? You call upon my name and it's vain? It's empty? It's worthless? I'm worthless? Seek ye not me in vain. I, Yahweh, speak righteousness. I declare things that are wrong. He declared us to do what? To keep his name, to not to take his name in vain. Is it right or is it wrong? Is it right or is it wrong? It is right. Is this right or wrong to do, saints? Look at that. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Is that right or wrong? He declared that unto us. Is his right to do it? It's right to do it, saints. It's right to do what he says. Everything he declares is right. Your flesh may say it's wrong, but everything he declares is right. That's what he said. So if he declared it there, if he declared it now, is it still right? It is still right. It doesn't change. For he is Yahweh Almighty, and he changes not. Therefore, you sons of Jacob, we are not consumed. That's why he hasn't consumed us in our ignorance and our pagan practices. And we have all practiced pagan things. And now he calls us and causes us to come to the light of his truth and the knowledge of his truth, saints. That is what the Father wants. And he means what he says. He does. Jeremiah 2, verse 5. Go to 1 Corinthians 15. I want to read this Jeremiah 2, 5. Go to 1 Corinthians 15. Thus saith Yahweh, what iniquity? Jeremiah 2, 5. He said, what iniquity have your fathers found in me? What sin have you found in him? That he would tell you a lie? If he tells you to keep his name and not to take it in vain, what iniquity do you find in him? That ye are gone far from me. You're so far from me. Did not Messiah say that? That they are far from me. You've gone so far from me and have walked after vanity. And you have become vain. He said, you have literally become worthless unto me because you have gone after so much vanity. If his name is vain, then this message that is preached to you is in vain. How do I know? Because who raised up the Son? Who raised up the Son? Don't sit here like hypocrites on me. The Father. You all know that. Don't sit here. I want the word to strike you down in the core of your wicked hearts. and show you your wicked ways, your vanity. Now, if his name is vain, saints, hear me, saints. If the name of the Father is vain, then this what I preach to you today is full of vanity. Go your way. How do I know? Look at what it says in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 13. We know, it says in 1 Corinthians 15, 13, but if there be no resurrection of the dead, then Messiah is not risen. He said that on the third day that he will rise again, and that his Father would resurrect him. So if there be no hope for we that die in your way, through Messiah, then there is no hope. And if Messiah be not risen, if he did not come forth, then is our preaching vain. It's empty. It's empty. If he did not come to restore the honor back unto the Father, that his name will be exalted, then my preaching is in vain. It's empty. I will find me some of the hope. I really would. He said, our preaching is in vain. And I will tell you something. And your faith is what? Your faith is what? Also what? Vain. That's what your faith is. So if what I'm preaching today in his name, if it's vain, then your faith is vain. You have no faith. It's empty. It's worthless. I will find me a Jesus only or a Jesus house and I would go there. That's what I would do. Look at this now. He said, yea, we are found false witnesses of who? No, but what it says in the King James rendition. Of who? So he said, we're found false witnesses of God. Did Messiah come not the witness of the truth of the Father? He said, so we're found false witnesses of God, of your way, because we have now testified of who? Of God, of Yahweh, that he what? That he what? Raised up who? He raised up Messiah. And if he did not raise him up, then everything you know is vanity. You're fools. And if you take his name in vain, then the preaching is in vain. That is right. Who said that? Say it again. That's right. That's right. That's right. That's right. If his name is a vain name, then the preaching is vain. And your faith is vain. It's worthless. It's empty. It's nugatory. Has no power. No value. Nothing. The emphasis of vanity. Do not take his name in vain. For you will not be guiltless that take his name in vain. You will not be guiltless that take his name in vain. He says, because we testify that your way, he now, not himself, but he raised up Messiah, whom he raised not up, if it be that the dead rise not. So if we don't resurrect, then Yahshua was never raised. And if he wasn't raised in the name of the Father, then he was raised in some pagan deity or some pagan divine one. He was raised by the Father and in the name of Yahweh. For if the dead raise not, then Messiah, then is not Messiah raised. And if Messiah be not raised, your faith is in vain. Ye are yet in your sins. I'll ask you all that question. Who raised the Son? The Father. Yahweh raised him. Yahweh raised him. So the emphasis, they emphasize that name, Yahweh, because in the Father, you find the Son's name. He is in the Father. He is the Yahshua of Yahweh. You can't separate them because salvation, the truly salvation is in. That's what it says, in Yahweh. And Messiah was in the Father. I can sit and eat this. Fill my soul with good things. Verse 57, it says, but thanks be to, what it says there? Say it loud. I want you to say it the way it is in there. Thanks be to who? Thanks be to Yahweh, which what? Which what? Giving us what? Through what? Messiah.
See, he gives us the victory through him.
No, the Father gives us the victory through the Son. Isn't that a simple scripture? Isn't that so plain that a fool can understand that? Did even Nicodemus understood that? He gives us victory. The Father giveth us victory through Yeshua, the Messiah. And he says in verse 58, I'm sorry, I intend to drop down to the 57th verse. Drop down to the 57th verse, the same chapter. That's where, I'm sorry. The same chapter, 1 Corinthians 15, verse 57. That's the verse I was reading. But he said, but thanks be to Yahweh, 1 Corinthians 15, 57. But he said, but thanks be to Yahweh, which giveth us the victory through Yahshua, the Messiah. That's what it says in the 57th verse. Isn't that so? And then it says in the 58th verse, look at this. Therefore, my beloved brethren, that's what he called them. He said, be ye what? Steadfast and unmovable, always abounding in the work of who? But what it says there? Of the Lord, of Yahweh. For as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain if you are in Yahshua. Because he is in the Father. So your labor is not in vain. And when a labor is in vain, it has no relevance at all, saints. Has no power. Has no importance at all. And so the name of Yahweh is not a vain name. Do not take the name of Yahweh in vain. If a man takes his name in vain, he shall not be guiltless of taking his name in vain. To say it's worthless, to say it's an ill-repute name, it can't be, saints. And if this one talks about his father, tell me your father's name. You would think that someone would have said to him, what is your father's name? Oh, sure, they ask him that. And when he said, here's your way, then that's when all hell raged. And Shawtown has not changed today. That's why folks get raged when they hear that name. That's the truth, saints. Because the scripture calls him a God, doesn't it? It calls him did Shaw call him the God of this world? That the God of this world, does it call him that? That has blinded your minds, lest the mighty power of this truth shall shine through unto you, and you shall believe, and then he deliver you. But he calls him a God, doesn't it? Does it call him a God? Sure it does. So you tell me that he's equal with Shaitan? He's equal with the angel? No, he's greater than them. I don't believe there's no superlative, no word to describe who he is, only his name. He's Yahweh. There's no word. That's the true saint. And these four houses, they know they are led by the powers of darkness. That's why sin is not attacked. That's why corruption. They're corrupt saints. You go out here tomorrow, you go to every last one, you're going to find corruption. Everything is permissible. And your only sanctity that you're reminded, as Deacon Benny reminded me last night, he said, Pastor Robert, we must be reminded constantly. And it's revealed unto us the hidden secrets of our own hearts and our own corruption. It's one thing about plaque on your teeth. You just can't take a toothbrush and get that off, honey. You got to get some of the straight that stuff off. Sure you must. You get all rusted something, you gotta grind that off. So we must be grinded. The sword of Yahweh, the two-edged one, that is sharp and must cut. I'm going to hold fast his name. For the name is not vain. It's not a name of vanity. I'm not afraid to say the name Jesus is pagan, because it is. It's a counterfeit of hell. Jesus to Jesus can't be. I want to close here in Psalms 139. Psalms 139. Verse 17, David said unto Yahweh, what a statement here. I like this. He says, Yahweh, how precious also are thy thoughts unto me. Just thinking of you, how precious they are unto me. O Yahweh, or mighty one. He said, how great is the sum of them? How great is the sum of your thoughts? He said, if I could count them, they are more in number than the sand. Now go out there and get a bucket of sand and see how long it will take you to count that. Each little granule. You can do it for the rest of your life. You couldn't count it. Just in a bucket. Can you imagine that the thoughts of Yahweh are more than the sand? That's something there. When I awake, I am still with thee. Your thoughts are with me. He says, surely thou wilt slay the wicked. He's going to kill the wicked, saints, whether you believe that or not. O Yahweh. He said, depart from me, therefore, ye bloody men. Now, I read this scripture in the beginning. Why? He wanted them to get away from him. For they speak against thee wickedly, wicked men do, and thy enemies take thy now name in vain. Saints, you can't reject that. You reject that, you reject everything in Scripture. He said the enemies of Yahweh take his name in vain. Why? Because they're bloody men. They're full of sin. They're full of corruption. They're vile, evil men. So that's why they despise the name of Yahweh. They take it in vain. And David says in verse 21, do not I hate them, O Yahweh, that hate thee? And am I not grieved with those that rise up against thee? Now go back to Psalms 139 verse 1. What does it say in the first verse of Psalms 139? What does it say? All right. What it says in the do? Go ahead. Read it again. O Yahweh, thou hast searched me and you know me. He said, I hate every last one of them. I hate all your enemies. They take your name in vain. They are the enemies of Yahweh. And that's the simple truth, saints. David and Jephthah fought the love of Yahweh. There were two twins yet unborn. Yet Yahweh loved Jacob and he hated Esau. Now I know the practical religious preachers don't preach it this way because they've been trained by their tradition. They got their books and they conform to the conformity of their religion. We must be conformed by the will of the Father. And that is by the transforming and the renewing of our mind by the Spirit of Yahweh. Decide that that is the truth, or the 23rd Psalms is a lie. Now if this is a lie, then the 23rd is a lie too. If this is a lie, then the 23rd Psalm is a lie. I like what it says in the 23rd Psalm. I like this part right here. I want to read it too. Psalms 23. I know what it says. It says, Yahweh is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness. For what? For his name's sake. He must lead you that way because his law, his commandments are righteous. That's what I read. I defined that in the beginning. The foundations are the pillars of the commandments of Yahweh. His commandments are righteous. And he leads us into the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Why? Because you cannot take the name of Yahweh in vain. For his name is an everlasting name. It is a righteous name and it is a great name. And that is just the truth. It is a great name. It is a profound name. It is the righteous name of Almighty Yahweh. It is the righteous name of Almighty Yahweh. Solomon declares Proverbs 12:11. I'm going to read a few verses. He that tilleth, listen to this. Turn there quickly, please. Proverbs 12:11. This is a good one here. Two verses. I want to show you why you're full of poverty. You have no strength. Proverbs 12:11. He that tilleth his land shall be satisfied with bread. Do you understand that? A man that tilleth his land. You that cut your heart, you got to cut the land. But he that followeth vain person is void of understanding. So if you're following a vain person, then you are void of understanding. That's what vanity does. It brings you to ignorance. And if I'm a vain man as I preach Messiah, then you're void of understanding of what Scripture says, if you follow me. Solomon also says in the 28th chapter, the 19th verse, he that tilleth his land shall have plenty of bread. First of all, he said he shall be satisfied if he till. And he that till in chapter 29, verse 19, he shall have plenty of bread. But he that follow after vain person shall have poverty enough. You follow after one that is vain, you're going to have poverty. You know how your poverty has come? Because you have gone after your vain thoughts. David said, I hate every vain thought. But thy law, he said, do I love. He said, I love your commandments, but I hate every vain thought, but thy law do I love. And so that's why you have poverty. That's why there's light out of your soul. Why? Because you follow after your vain thoughts, your vain imaginations. Every thought of a man is only vanity, vanity, vanity. And so you're the person that you follow. You follow you more than you follow anyone. And that is the truth. You follow your lies, your deception, your own ways. You do that which you think is right in your own eyes. Proverbs 30, verse 8, verse 9. Proverbs 30, 8 and 9. Hear the word of Yahweh. David said unto him, remove far from me. Solomon said, remove far from me vanity and lies. Remove from me, Father, vanity and lies. He said, give me neither poverty nor riches. I like this. He said, feed me with food convenient for me. Give me neither poverty nor riches. Just feed me with food convenient. And look at what he says in verse 9. Lest I be full and deny thee. You deny his name, you deny him. And say, who is Yahweh? Or at least I be poor and steal, and what? And take thy name, my father's name, where? In vain. In vain. Just feed me with food that's convenient. Don't make me rich or poor, because I don't want to take his name in vain. He said, at least I steal, breaking the law, and I take the name. I take the name, not a name. But I take the name of my Father in vain. Beauty is deceit. It says fame is deceit and beauty is vain. A woman that seeketh or a woman that feareth Yahweh shall be praised. And if this house praise Yahweh, it shall be blessed of him. It shall be blessed of the Father. You cannot deny that and take Yahweh's name in vain. You cannot, saints. To say his name is worthless, you shall not go guiltless. And you shall bring damnation upon your soul that you shall die. And you shall procure the curse. And that is what has happened in many generations. They have brought curses upon their house. For Yahweh cannot lie. He said, from the third, I'll read that. And this closing. I want to read this. Deuteronomy 5, verse 9. Thou shalt not bow down thyself unto them, images, nor serve them. For I am Yahweh thy Father, and I am jealous, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children now, unto the third and fourth generation, to them that what? That hate me. You know you hate him because you take his name in vain. And his name is not a name that you love, that you hate Yahweh. You're an enemy, and an enemy hates one another. That's just it. You will go over these scriptures and search them and see whether there's truth found in them. And if they are not, I will not receive them. And if they are, then I would adhere to them and obey them with all diligently, with all diligency. I would obey the word of Yahweh. May he bless you and help you. I pray that he gave you strength today. And he caused the word to become alive in you, that you may know the sound of his name, Yahweh. For that is the Father's name. What a mighty name. What a righteous name. What an honorable name. For there is no name like the name of Yahweh. And I bless him with a hallelujah. For that is his name, Yahweh. That is his name. Hallelujah. Praises unto Yahweh, unto Yah. We should praise him. Besides, he said, the Father seeketh such. Let us not take his name in vain.
Oh, those other things are taking his name in vain too. You say Yahweh is not able. He can't do. He can. That's what we pray in his name. Our Father, which art in the mighty abodes of the heavens. And then you say, wonderful, mighty is the name of Yahweh. Hallowed. Hallowed be thy name. How can something be hallowed? Just what is hallowed? The word God? No, his name. He said, hallowed be your name, thy name. That's the holy thing. The word God is not holy. The word Lord is not holy. But the name Yahweh is a separate name. It is not the name of Baal, Lord. It's not the name of Shaitan. It's the name of Yahweh. He has a righteous name. And I won't turn back. I won't turn back from that. You've been stupid, preacher. Oh, I have. I said to Deacon Benny last night, I've done things and said things that I have to repent of. But it's one thing I'm not. I'm not a charlatan or deceiver. Because I have no problem with saying that was wrong. So I don't have that kind of pride. I don't have no pride at all. What do I have to be proud of? I'm thankful, though. I'm very thankful unto the Father. I have nothing to be proud of. I own nothing. As those say, I don't have a pot to urinate in or a window to throw it out of. I possess nothing. That's all right. That's why David said, don't make me rich or poor. He has to make me either one. My, can you imagine me in poverty? 1.1 billion people live less than $1 a day. That's just that on $1. Almost that many more live off less than $2 a day. Don't make me rich because I become arrogant. Just feed me food that is convenient. And I don't take your name in vain. He means what he says, saints. We cannot take his name in vain. Lest I be fooled and deny thee. And say, who is Yahweh? Who is God? Who is this Lord? Or lest I be poor and steal. And take the name of my God in vain. What is the name of your God? Does it say that in Psalms and Proverbs 39? I want to see how it says that. Proverbs 39. Oh, say, and take the name. Now, what is the name of your God then? If you have a God, just take it like that. I have no compunction with that for understanding. He said, least I be fool and deny thee. Or just take the italicized words out of there. He said, least I be fool and deny. And say, who is or who the Lord? Or at least I be poor and steal and take the name of my God in vain. Or take the name of my God. Just take the name of my God. What is the name of your God? Just take the name of your God. What is his name? What is his name? Jesus? That's not so. It can't be. Now, he may be yours. But that's not so. That's only one mighty one. His name is Yahweh. And out of him came the Son because he came in the Father's name. The same name. The names are no different. He would confuse folks. Ray Senior, Ray Junior. Yahweh Senior, Yahweh Junior. May Yahweh bless you. Be encouraged today, saints. I pray that Yahweh bless you. Pray for me because I need that. How did it be rageous battles? I say sometimes, I said, boy, I'm glad I got brothers to help me, especially with the preaching, because I get very tired. It's not an easy task to do this. Now they got to put Messiah into the synagogue, into the house of Yahweh. They read scripture. They had to read from the Torah, from the law, the Psalms, and the prophets. They just read one scripture now, and then you expound it on that. You understand? So you just can't take one scripture like they do. I want to take for a subject. That's how they do now. I want to take for a subject. Scripture says, and he might reconcile both unto God in one body by the cross, having slain the enmity thereby, and came and preached peace to you which are far off, and to them that were nigh. I want to take for a subject them that are by nigh. You know, we were sometime far from the Lord. Huh? You know, we were far, far away in our sins. Now, they would take that one scripture. That can't be. I've never preached that way. Because you can't do it. You got to get a line from there and a line from here. A precept from there, a precept from there. And we want to see whether it substantiates this. It must substantiate this. Truth.
And then we take that one little old line. We're going to talk about. I got something for you here today. I got something for you here. This is what they do now. Bear with me, you say. Yeah. Now, come here. You all, I want to show you something, huh? Yes, sir. I want to show you something. You all don't believe this? I want to show you something here. You want your blessing from the Lord? You want to be blessed. You want to have riches. Now, that's what they do. That's it. And they wear that. I will tell you why you're cursed. You're cursed with the words, cursed because you robbed me. Says Yahweh, this whole nation. Now, you robbed the Lord now. Now, come on. I want to get you from under that generation of curse. You need to give. Now, they would take that from Malachiah. How wicked is this generation? And yet in the same chapter, in the same book, it says, O priests that despise my name. And ye say, where will you despise my name? He said, you're cursed now because you hate my name. Because you despise the name of Yahweh. But yet they take that part and say, that's applicable for you so you can get your blessing. Just bring the money and you get the blessings. But what about his name that you deny and you take it in vain? What about that? The fool saints. I've never preached that way. Never believe the lies they preach. Never. 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 And I will not allow any man to bind me. I will submit to any man. Many men have thought I will submit. That's the truth. Even in the natural, the spiritual. I have no problem with that. But I will not let him bind me. When it comes to the righteous laws of Yahweh, I will not let him say, well, you can't. That ain't, well, brother, that ain't good to say. No, brother. I won't let you do that. I don't care who it is. Okay, who you are? Sister Robert can walk out here today. That's not going to stop me. For his truth is an everlasting. His name is an everlasting name. His righteousness, his salvation is an everlasting salvation. For the principles of Yahweh, his laws are sure laws. They're full of truth, full of surety and truth. They are full of righteousness. They are saints. We that know him, we take delight in them. There's one thing, they're not grievous. May Yahweh bless you. He give you strength. Send down the rain, Father. Hallelujah. Yahweh bless you. Let us stand to our feet. I pray the words help you today. For that certainly helped me. That's all right. Most of the time I wonder what about Father. Because sometimes when I look at scriptures, I really have no understanding, really. That's the truth. I don't know what to say. I don't do that. I've never done that. Yahweh just has blessed me with that. There's nothing wrong with a brother doing that. It's good to do that. That's a part of studying. It is. But I have no specific format. It's kind of hard for me to follow along with that. But I do copy the scriptures out of here so I can see them a little clearer. I do that. I copy them on the paper. And I keep chronological notes of what I preach. I got notes back when I first started preaching. Stacks of index cards. And I got them. Scriptures I've used, the messages. They haven't changed. Not one bit. I haven't changed preaching. I haven't. He just brought me to the light of the truth in a more perfect way. That I trusted even more than I did 25 years ago. That's the truth. Yahweh bless you. Father, in all things, we thank you today in Messiah's name. Bless your people. Touch them all. For you are healer. We pray by faith. And we believe that. We bless you for all things in Messiah's name. And give us complete rest to stay in Yahshua's name. Hallelujah. Yahweh bless you.